This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. It's just about that time to get the heck out of here. But before we do, it's time for your Guadalupe squares. And I don't. What do we have today? What are we giving out? We
got prizes, John. Lots of prizes.
Do we have the Coy tickets still? The last chance at Joe Coy. Oh my goodness! You get the Coy tickets to go see Joe, who's here all morning. And his show is sold out, so these are hard to come by tickets for either tonight or Sunday. I'm not sure, but it should matter. It's free. Quit complaining. And here's your host of the Guadalupe Squares, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. He's starting in the top left corner. He's the leader of the free world. It's President Trump.
That's exactly right. Leader of the free world. Very free. Very leaded by me. And I'm making fun of all sorts of things about the Democrats, like Joe Biden. He's the town lifeguard. I think that's what he's qualified to do. I like that.
Was that a tweet you put out?
He's a town lifeguard. I like Bernie Sanders, who's qualified to lead a commune of people who don't want anything extra, just enough. Elizabeth Warren, she's a law school professor. That's as far as she goes. Also, maybe qualified to be the first girl chief of her tribe. I think that's good.
Were you qualified, though, when you took off?
Incredibly.
Oh.
Incredibly.
Okay.
Pete Buttigieg. I like Pete Buttigieg. His first name Peter, last name Buttigieg, Pete Butt, which is what he practices every weekend, which I enjoy, Pete Butt.
It is a funny name.
Peter Butt.
I don't think we can have a president with that name.
Peter, his middle name Inna. See what I did? That's okay. That's an okay joke. That's okay. Peter in the Buttigieg. I like him. He's a homosexual.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Yang, who just got a job at Saturday Night Live. It's fantastic. He's a new cast member there at a show no one likes. Saturday Night Lame.
Top middle square. You can see me at the Tempe Improv this weekend. It's John Lovitz, everyone.
I will be. I'll be at the Improv with my new friend, John Holmberg.
He's your best friend now?
Very much so. I asked him to be friends yesterday.
Herr Holmberg?
And he said, yes.
What about Brady, though?
No.
No? Okay, why?
Brady would want to go to dinner too much, and I have to watch my figure. Not watch Brady's figure expand.
Okay.
That's right. I have appetite control. Jealous?
But I might be Jewish a little bit.
Oh, that's right. I'll see you at Saturday Synagogue.
Shul.
You're no Jew.
You could tell just by looking at him?
Yes.
How?
Look at him. Yuck.
All right, you got me there.
If he's a Jew, I'm out.
All right, top right square. He's got a new movie coming out. The Last Blood, it's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, you know, I think in My Last Blood, I got my movie coming out this weekend. I'm very excited.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
You know, aren't you a little old for all this killing?
I've killed just about every race there is on the planet. I killed all the Oaks out there. I killed all the Charlies. Now I'm going to kill a bunch of Mexicans for your enjoyment right there on the TV. And I think it's awesome.
Like, I think it's the greatest movie ever made. I haven't seen it yet. But this movie is probably going to surpass Titanic. Maybe even the Polly Wiggle Garden or whatever that thing was with the tree.
You should just send Rambo to the wall.
I should. Rambo is a wall. He is our wall, and he's going to kill all the Mexicans that look wrong at his daughter, which is how my father felt and his father before him felt. That's when America was great.
Uh-oh.
If I can do it, you can do it.
And if I can do it, you can do it. This is a great phrase. I want him to, Mike Pence is fired. I'm going to let John Rambo be the vice president of the United States, and his border control policy of kill them all for looking at my daughter is probably the most sound practice I've ever heard in my life. Much cheaper than the wall. So great.
I'm going to go see the movie this weekend. I don't know if I made a political feature, but now I think I might have, you know? I might be politically active.
You might have, Rock.
I might
have,
no, Rambo.
Oh, sorry. Get confused.
No,
okay. Yeah,
no, Rocky.
John Rambo.
Rocky would try to fight all the Mexicans.
I heard you're half fight. Native American, John Rambo.
Yeah, no, I got a little Cherokee.
That's
why I have such high cheekbones, you know?
Oh, okay.
The Cherokee people.
Middle left square. Brady was supposed to do this story about Charles Barkley and Tito Jackson in the entertainment drill, but he didn't do it.
That's crazy.
So the square makes no sense. No, it's Charles Barkley.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know when I read on the thing it says, Charles Barkley made fun of Tito Jackson. And I read that and I said, I did? I don't remember that. Nobody told the story.
Remarks about Tito being
the
least talented.
Well, how come we do that? How did no one prepare Brady for it?
Tito's coming out with an album.
I love Tito's vodka.
You cut me off.
I like it. How'd I cut you off? I wasn't even here for you doing an entertainment drill. Knucklehead?
I think John Holmberg.
I tell you, I should have said terrible things about Brady Borgen because Tito Jackson, he never did nothing this dumb. What'd I say to Tito Jackson?
He was the least talented Jackson, and that inspired him to come out with his solo album at the age of 65. He says he can bring the talent. Tito.
Who said that?
Tito Jackson.
Well, of course he can't bring the talent. He ain't the talent. He's the least talented Jackson, but I'll never say that.
Now he's
going
to prove you wrong with this new album.
Well, I bet you he don't. Nobody wants to hear from no 65-year-old song and dance man for the first time ever. If you ain't established it by the time you're 65, you ain't going to get my attention at 65 unless you have a stroke on the stage.
Middle square. Moving on. It's from earlier in the week. Creepy Chomo Brady Bogan. You haven't been hanging out by schools again, have you?
Yeah, I got my styrofoam cups.
Oh, no.
Writing hello in all the fences at the elementary school just to let them know. I got that new chair that attaches to your butt.
Okay.
And you don't have to, like, work it. You just sit down and it opens up and it fits in bushes.
What happened to your ankle bracelet?
Ah, good question. I don't know.
Billy's wearing it.
I don't know. I must have left it in somebody's backpack.
Oh, my God.
I love that summer's coming to an end.
You are disgusting.
Because it's sweater season.
And what does that mean?
They're easier to grab when their clothes are more. God. I like them. Oh, do I like them a lot. I got cookies and ice cold Zima in the car if you guys want.
Cookies and Zima.
Seems to be a sell. I got some Bartles and James and Twisters. If you want. It's knockoff Twizzlers.
What's in your fanny pack?
Black licorice and a mask.
Well, you were asking yourself that question.
Yeah, weird. I know. How about that? I forgot what I put in there.
I couldn't remember.
Occasionally, I question myself.
You probably should. You should question
everything
about you.
What are you guys doing this weekend? You headed out to any soccer matches or anything with your kids? Any parks have a big soccer tourney? The weather's nice. They're outside now.
My son's got a basketball
game.
Oh, no.
Does he dress like John Stockton?
I think he's a little old
for little tiny 80s shorts.
Yeah, so you should take Brady with you.
He's a little old for Brady.
He's getting up there.
He's 12, isn't he? I don't know.
13.
Ooh,
13.
Mature. He's like a fine wine. I like my Toledo's kids like I like my scotch. 12 years old and liquefied into a bottle.
Oh, God. All right. Next square. Middle right square. Apparently he's back, so we have the Square Plus. It's Chris Berman,
It's Guadalupe Squares Plus. Now, this square is not free. In order to get it's $4.99 a month to get the square with me in it. I'm in it right now. Do the square, but it's ESPN's Guadalupe Square Plus.
Shouldn't it be half?
Tommy's
not in.
Tom's not here, but let's say that the talent is here. I'm giving you a free promotion just now. This is the first time. But if we ever have a Guadalupe Square again, we're Chris Berman. There.
So let me get this straight.
We had tablets!
Free for 30 years, and now you're charging us all of a sudden?
It was free for a long time, and then I was retired, and a lot of people in their 50s said, I don't like all these women and people of color giving me sports. They got me and Tommy back. Tommy is passable. Anyway, you do the sports. We do what I like, you know. And if they like the old references, you know, and you can get a Mason Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Ranger, starting for the Steelers this weekend.
God.
It should be a very interesting thing. And you know, a good Juju Smith-Schuster game. Go do want some of that.
So Brady signed up anyway.
And you like the old Bears Mitchell Trubisky? He's got that little
sound. Awesome.
I like that one a lot. Brady likes that. And you know when you've hit it out of the yard, when a man pushing 60 gives you a big smile. I mean, that's why ESPN Plus has brought me back. Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. And that's really what this is all about.
Wonderful.
Making a little extra money so you can look past my face. I think they should filter ESPN Plus because I look like a roadmap.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hit, Brady.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I'm a retired Dodgers manager. I'm 92 years old.
Wow.
But if I can do it, you can do it.
Wow.
Well, he's changed.
Yeah, he has.
He sounds sober, though. That's a good thing.
Bottom middle square. It's a Twitter legend, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that's right. Hello, Twitter world. It's good to be back. This is my regular square now.
It is. Wow.
Seems like I'm here all the time. So fantasy football is upon us once again. And guess who my cornerback was?
It was Andrew Luck.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh.
I picked up Andrew Luck. Then I got Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees. And I don't know. God, please tell me what I've done in life to deserve such a horrible fate.
Well,
in my fantasy football. I did. I made two trades this weekend. I got Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers from the guy I'm playing this weekend. I should be okay.
He gave you all his quarterbacks?
He gave me both his quarterbacks, and you know what I had to give up?
What?
Nothing. It was unbelievable. I had to give him a couple of autographed hats.
That's weird.
And a Brazilian necktie that he asked about. Big fan. I've got
Everyone
a whole closet.
Gets that,
Everybody who disagrees with me gets a Brazilian necktie. It works. It's good. Twitter world seems all right with it. Antonio Brown, I don't know what he's thinking. You can't treat women like that.
I know.
And let them get away with it.
Yeah.
You got to quiet them down after you've disrespected them.
I don't think we need your opinion on this.
I'll tell you, that's how you handle a woman. You get in there, she starts barking about what you did to her back. Then you're like, you know what? I need to quiet this whole situation down. Only one story leaves with me.
Thank God for Twitter, right?
Oh, you know what? Twitter world, I get it all out with you. I love the Twitter. And people on me, they love being on my page.
Bottom right square, it's our boss, Trip Reeb, in the bottom
yeah.
right. Where are you at today, Trip?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, where are you?
It's all starting to look the same. I'm like Metallica. I'm on the road so much, every nameless face in every city exactly the same. Every broad you throw $50 on the counter and leave looks just like the one you left before.
You're never at work anymore.
Never at work anymore. Isn't it great? Goals. Yeah, I think I'm headed to Tucson, New Mexico.
Why?
I don't know. It's on the schedule. I'm opening for Coy in fictional cities all across America. Joe Coy was great.
Yeah, you liked him?
Yeah.
What'd you like about him?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, you already forgot.
He seems quick. And he makes my wang look huge. I peed next to him in the urinals. I'm like, you gotta love that continent.
It's a little weird.
Thank you, that half of Earth. Yeah.
All right, we got Jennifer and Nathan on the line.
Jennifer, you're a girl. You're first. Nathan, you're a boy. Are you both there?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jennifer, go.
Trip Reeb yeah. in the bottom right. The ladies love you,
yeah,
Trip.
Ladies
dude.
Love me. Nobody ever starts bottom right. Ooh, but I'll work my way up to the middle. And then right across the other side.
Why are you so sexual all the time? Aren't you a little old?
I'm not. I'm just having general conversation. I just ooze machismo. Damn this cursed charm.
You doing Viagra or anything? What you
oh,
got going on?
Viagra does me.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I make Viagra hard. Yeah. So, I've talked to Jennifer enough to know one thing.
What's that?
I would leave my wife for her. I love you.
Jeez. That's quick.
Yeah. I've been drinking.
Oh, okay. Here's your question.
Because it's 9:50. I've been listening to your show. You can't get through it without being drunk. Yeah.
You would know the answer to this question.
All
You're
right.
a pretty old guy. True or false, dinosaur poop is called Pooposaurus. Is that true or false?
Dinosaur poop is called Pooposaurus.
Pooposaurus!
Nothing
Stop
about
it.
Him just calling you
This
old?
Should have been a Brady question. Jeez, I don't know anything. That sounds too stupid to even be true. And that's usually when things are true. I'll say, yeah. I'll say it's a Turtosaurus.
Oh, man.
Or a Crapalotopus. Poop jokes. Brady's on the floor.
He is dying.
Yeah. I don't know. Next time I see Brady's mom, I'll ask her what's all over my fingers. Scatosaur. Yeah.
Poopasaur is what we're
Poop
going for.
Poop jokes about Brady's dinosaur mom's beehole. Poopasaur.
True or false?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that's too silly not to be true. It's
right.
true.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's right. It is false.
Of course it is.
X gets square.
Except for unless you know the ladies I know at the home.
Oh, don't even.
What? They let loose with their bags of Brontosaurus Rex.
All right, moving along.
It's attached to their sides because they can't walk now. It makes them easy prey.
Nathan, you're up. Pick a square.
Chomo Brady.
All right, Chomo Brady in the middle. Wow, from one to the next.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
great.
Yeah. I like little dinosaurs, you know? Like that Bop. Remember Bop?
Oh, yeah, Bop.
From the Barney? She's adorable. Little tiny baby dinosaur. Ooh. I wanted to teach you the ways of the world. Little dinosaur poops.
God.
Baby dinosaur poops are cute.
What, do you have little stuffed dinosaurs in your backpack?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. Kids seem to love that. I like them. I used to roam the earth during the Paleolithic era. I was a pedosaurus.
Oh, no.
I used to prey on baby dinosaurs because the big ones were mean. Little ones were easier to catch.
This is so
and
creepy.
Yay, the human race lives on.
Here's your question, Chomo. True or false? Humans shrink a little in space. Is that true?
Oh, is that true? Ooh. You take a full size and you make it a fun size. That's my motto. I used to be, I was an original. Remember that chart of a man?
Yeah.
I was a Chomogian man. That's right.
I thought you didn't believe in that chart.
I don't. I haven't evolved. Just a name. That's why I'm the same. I'm guy three on that chart. There's no evolution. You are what you are. Oh, yeah.
God created you?
Yeah.
Ugh.
In his own image.
Oh, no.
Blessed are the little ones.
That's not good.
Hey, you guys like Lucky Charms?
Yeah, I do.
I got a whole bunch of them in my car. If you guys want to follow me, I'll provide the milk.
You're asking. Toledo and I are way too old.
Yeah, but you can lead me to the right places. Okay. What time do your kids get out? I'll pick them up.
Humans shrink a little in space, you creepy bastard. True or false?
God, I hope so. I'm going to have to say, do you like snakes? Because
yeah.
I found one. He's in my pocket.
Oh.
He doesn't bite. Don't worry. Just keep pulling. He'll come out.
He spit.
Oh, he threw up. He made him sick.
Stop it.
He made my pet snake sick. You bad, bad little boy. You turned him into a spitting cobra.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. You started it. Yeah, you started it, breeder.
You would shrink a little in space.
Everybody asked me to stop what I'm doing. Why don't you guys stop having kids?
Oh, it's our fault?
Yeah. You keep putting them in front of me. It's like chocolate.
Clean yourself off.
Yeah.
He is gooey, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Very gooey.
Yeah, the baby batter. Ooh. Yeah. Made for and by them.
Oh.
I'm making myself a little uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm a little too into this character.
All right. True or false?
The fourth wall just went down, and oh my God.
Human shrink a little in space.
Oh, yeah, just a little.
All right, he says.
But that doesn't matter. It just hurts less.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Ooh.
Disagree.
That's right. It is false. O gets a square.
Yes.
Jennifer, you're up. Pick a square.
Oh, no. Can I do Chris Berman?
Chris Berman, you're
right. No idea who Chris Berman. Yeah, Jennifer, are you even familiar with Chris Berman and who it is? Because I think you don't. No.
Something with ESPN.
He's an ESPN. You know what? Maybe even the face of ESPN, which is why they got rid of me, because this face is... Do you like wine? Are you a big wine connoisseur? I like women who like wine. I like to take them out. I like to smack them on the bottom.
You shouldn't get into that again, Chris.
I should hire her and have her as my assistant, and then maybe even have a nice picnic together.
Chardonnay.
Jennifer, what's your last name?
Stamp.
I want to stick it.
Stop what? It, Chris.
Just saying, Jennifer Stamp, you know.
Didn't we have enough with creepy Brady?
A little
now,
bit,
you?
But now, you know, he doesn't go away. He's contagious. Get a little bit into the little Brady, and then big Brady. Right,
here's your question. True or false?
Then I'll be rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Whoop, 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 whoop. Wipe your tummy.
Ravens create the biggest nests of any bird. Is that true or false?
Baltimore Ravens. Hey, your big nest. They got a nest with 65,000 people in the M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. It's a big nest. I'd say that's true.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
I shouldn't have done that. It's false. The bald eagle. Yeah. Oh, get square. All right, Nathan, you could take Charles Barkley for the win.
Let's do it.
All right, middle square.
Take Charles Barkley for the win. Let's get out of here. Evidently, I hate Tito Jackson, even though I don't know anything about the story. Well, never told.
Well, it was supposed to be in the entertainment drill.
I know. Why did you skip it?
I got cut off.
I don't understand how you got
John
cut off.
We ran out of time.
No, we did not run out of time.
John Holmberg's fault.
At any time did somebody say, that's it, we're done, you can't go on? I think he just forgot.
Why weren't you the lead story? You
Let me just
have been
give
the
you a
lead
little fourth
story.
Wall here, because Eric asked Brady, who's in the entertainment drill? Brady usually says, well, Charles Barkley got mad at Tito Jackson. Eric will write down Charles Barkley in the square. Then Brady does a story, and it ties back together. Today he says, well, Charles Barkley got mad at Tito Jackson. And then Eric said, okay, and he wrote it down, and then Brady said, and now I'm never going to tell anybody that story. That's a secret. That's never coming out. That's a secret. And then Eric going to look foolish, saying, Charles Barkley. Now, who else is going to look foolish? Charles Barkley for driving all the way down
Charles,
here.
Charles, I keep secrets.
You do. You're a secret keeper. I know you told. Yeah, I know you won't tell Maureen, my wife, how many blowjobs you and I got the other day down on Scottsdale Road.
What?
It's safe with me.
Eric's going
to take me. Eric taking me to, Brady taking me to Joe Coyne tonight.
Oh, really?
That's right. I'm his date.
Wow. guys cruising Mill before?
We're going to cruise Mill, and then we're going to cruise the Central, and we're going to cruise whatever's around. Brady wants to cruise around Celebrity Theater and pick up homeless Indians.
Oh, no. That'll be weird.
They don't talk.
Here's your question.
They're just happy to be alive. That's
true
all.
False.
Give them a couple of brews, and not no bruises, just a couple of brews, beers.
True or false? In Denmark, people
did you ever notice how all those street Indians look like Don Cheadle if he was like a raisin that's rotting in the sun?
You can't say you stuff
he
like
does.
That.
He does. He looks crazy. They all look sunbeat.
What's wrong with you?
Drive up and down that Van Buren and find me one cracky Indian that was walking up and down there. He looked like he's dehydrated.
Well,
like
it's
beef
hot
jerky.
Outside.
You drive too much down Van Buren.
I'm driving all over Van Buren. I noticed. There's one I said, hey, Don Cheadle, you've been in the sun too long. You look like beef jerky.
Hey, have you seen that chihuahua that knows how to use stoplights?
I have. That was amazing. I saw that, too. I follow him around for a little while. He's a crossing guard at an elementary school.
Is he really?
Which elementary school is that?
I don't know.
That sounds like a fun school to see.
That's creepy. I don't like sitting by this guy. You know, Brady came up to me the other day. He goes, you know what? You look like Jackie Chan. So you a racist. I punched him right in the nose. I said, I am Jackie Chan.
That is ridiculous. Here's your question. True or false?
I told ya.
Yeah, he walks up to just strangers all day long.
In Denmark, people dip their french fries in mayo.
He walked up to John Lovitz the other day. Said, you look like Sarah Silverman.
Wow.
I'm like, Jesus, he just thinks all the Jews.
That's spot on.
Dead ringer. I couldn't deny it. Y'all look alike to me.
Really?
Y'all look like a bunch of dehydrated Don Cheetos. That's all I see.
You ever been to Denmark?
I have. You know what they look like?
What?
Just like a bunch of white chocolate Don Cheetos dehydrated. They ride their bikes everywhere. Those people drive me crazy. Get a car.
In Denmark, people dip their french fries in mayo. True or false?
Well, they do that all over the place.
Well, it's apparently big in Denmark.
White people dip everything in mayo.
All white people?
Yeah,
I don't.
Denmark's all white. The place probably made of mayonnaise. I'll say that's true. Denmark, white people plus mayo equals yes, true.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I will agree.
That's right. Yeah, it is
of course
true.
It is.
Nathan wins.
Crackers
Nathan
and
wins.
Mayo.
Yeah.
They're good contestants. Let's give them both prizes.
All right.
Now. We're nice today.
Stick around for less stories about me starting on Monday. Absolutely no reason to have me here today. Ready
sorry
to
about
it.
That, Charles.
There's only one way around this, if you're angry at someone.
No, I'm not listening to you no more. That's enough of that.
No more?
Well, he was my fantasy football guru. I lost Andrew Luck because of OJ.
I can't believe it happened to all of us. How's your wife doing, Charles?
Don't you stay away from her. She's blonde and white, and I know what that makes you do.
Somebody's got to take care of those kids.
That's right. I'm busy.
I didn't think that was necessary. Somebody will do it. So long, Twitter world.
He's crazy. All right, let's get out of here, shall we? All done?
All done.
Finny.
All
right.
Fiend. We should just end with that. Fiend.
God, what a long weekend we could have. It was a very fast show. Smash Brothers are tonight. Lovitz is tonight all weekend. He's done Sunday. He doesn't do Sunday.
Great.
So you got Lovitz tonight and tomorrow. You got Smash Brothers tonight. Dan Cummins all weekend. He's got his podcast and his stand-up out there at Copper Blues. My God, Joe Coy's at Celebrity
Theater. New Mexico.
Celebrity Theater, New Mexico. What an unbelievable day of a bunch of people that came in and were nice to us. That's awesome. And a comedy weekend, if you're interested in going. And Toto on Saturday, if you got that. We don't have tickets for it, but I'm sure KSLX will give them to you. Just call and says, Brady says you have Toto tickets.
With the best dad joke.
Yeah. Yeah, call Randy Pam and say, Brady says you have Toto tickets. And if you don't give them to me, I'll tell your boss, David Moore. You'll
get
tickets. You'll get tickets.
All the names right.
You'll be afraid. That'll scare her to death. That's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you in the Morning Sickness Monday. So long!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?